Hawaii real estate headlines. Honolulu commission rates edge below national average at 5.51%. A recent 24 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Honolulu is 5.51%. Verify date and source before publication. HI agents can benchmark their fee structures against this local data point when advising clients in a competitive market. Review the full Honolulu commission breakdown at the source URL. Hawaii real estate headlines. Hawaii realtor commission rates. What pros should know for 2026? A new guide breaks down what sellers pay in real estate commission when listing a home in Hawaii, plus strategies to reduce costs. Understanding current commission structures helps Hawaii agents competitively position their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the full breakdown at HTs. anytimeestimate.com/home-selling/average-real-estate-commission-rates, Hawaii, to stay informed on local rate expectations. Hawaii real estate headlines. Hawaii County Building Division consolidates BLG permit resources online. The Hawaii County Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a centralized online hub. Real estate professionals in HI can now more efficiently track permit status and requirements, reducing transaction delays and improving client service. Bookmark this resource to streamline your due diligence on Hawaii County building permits. hplush.hawaii-publicworks-hawaiicountygs.artsgs.com/pages-blg-permit-info. Hawaii real estate headlines. Honolulu Public Access Portal, property records search tool for HI professionals. The City and County of Honolulu maintains a public access website for searching property records and assessment information. Real estate professionals in HI rely on accurate property records for valuations, transactions, and client due diligence in the Honolulu market. Bookmark epustlatscript.qpublic.net/search.html for quick access to Honolulu property searches. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, REBDCCA Hawaii, key resource for HI real estate professionals. The Real Estate Branch, REB, of Hawaii's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs maintains the official government portal for real estate regulation in the state. HI real estate professionals rely on this site for licensing, compliance updates, and regulatory guidance that directly affects their practice. Bookmark htcca.hawaii.gov/iresh for direct access to REB announcements and requirements. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. HI Bureau of Conveyances offers public access to pre-1976 documents. The Bureau of Conveyances maintains a public reference room at 1151 Punchbowl Set, room number 123, where individuals can research documents recorded prior to 1976 during regular business hours. Real estate professionals in HI conducting title research on older properties may need to verify chain of title through these historical records before closing transactions. Visit the public reference room for pre-1976 document research or explore online options at dlnr.hawaii.gov/boc-general-public/. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. NR Online Hawaii Public Records Portal supports HI property research. NR Online provides a centralized portal for Hawaii public records, including property tax information, property searches, and assessor data for Hawaii County. HI real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing Hawaii County property records, tax assessments, and ownership data through this single resource. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/hi/county/hawaii for quick access to Hawaii County public records and property lookups. Hawaii Real Estate Honolulu Building Permits Speed Up. New tech gives faster plan feedback. Honolulu is rolling out upgraded tools that will provide building permit applicants with faster feedback on their submitted plans. For HI real estate professionals, shorter permit turnaround times can accelerate project timelines and reduce carrying costs on development deals. Watch for faster Honolulu permit processing and advise clients to prepare plans that meet initial requirements to maximize the benefit of quicker feedback loops. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most HI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entities selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. One, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Two, opportunity cost of the down payment. Three, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.